Okay, today's daf is a sukkah daf chaf beis, and we're going to talk about a sugya that is referenced by the end of the daf. Sukkah chaf beis mabeis, where the Mishnah had spoken about sukkah hamiduvleles and selasa maruba mechamasa. As long as the tzel is more than the shade, so more than the sun, so then the sukkah is kasha. So towards the end of the daf, the Gemara says here on chaf beis mabeis, the shade is more than the sun is kasher, but mashma haki adadi psula. It sounds like if it's more shade, then it's kasher. But if it's exactly equal, then it'll be pasul. But what about the first mishnah in the Masechta of Anantanan bepirik? V'tanan beidach pirkin v'shachamasa meruba meselasa psula. If it has more sun, it's pasul. Haki adadi kshera. But if it would be exactly equal, it would be kasher. So different mashmos between the Mishnah on Beis and the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis. So which is it? So Al-Kasha says the Gemara, Kami Lamala, Kami Lamata. It depends if you're measuring from where the Schachar, from the top or the bottom. That is the difference, right? Tosu the Rashi says, when it's exactly equal, that's with the schachar exactly equal. Why? Because if the schachar equal, so then the floor is going to have more sun. That is the suggestion of the science of Rashi, this physics. Because yesh beikana lakana kamalakana afilu mitzumsam psula lafisha chamas ha'avir nireis ba'aretz rechava harbe min hatzel shel schach. Because there will be more sun on the floor if it's exactly equal on top. V'hadu dakina ki adadi kesheira, and that which it says equals kasher nakat shi'ure milamata. That's talking about the floor. If it's equal on the floor, that means there's more shade on top with the schachar. Shechama v'tzel shavin biyadua shakanim rechavin min ha'avir. That is what Rashi says. And Tosa discusses this a little bit too, where you, how you measure. Good. So we're going to talk about a topic that doesn't seem to be on the surface related, but it's brought up by some of the posts. And that is Kohanim going on airplanes. Kohanim going on airplanes, possibly going over cemeteries. Is that a problem of Tumas Kohanim? A Kohen has an issue d'araisa to make himself Tame. So what about going on an airplane over a cemetery? What about if there are mesim on the plane itself? So is that an issue? Is that an issue the Kohanim have to worry about? So we're going to go through some of the tshuva of the Chelkas Yaakov in Yaradeya. He has a couple of tshuvas in a row. Reish Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. He has a couple of tshuvas. Rabbi Yaakov Breisch from Switzerland, 1896 to 1976. One of the contemporary poskim, whether Kohanim could go on the airplanes. That's his discussion. Back and forth with Rav Gifter. With Rav Gifter from Tells, that's his story. So he says, Emutu of Kohanim l'sa ba'aviroonim. Can Kohanim go on aviroonim? B'dvar she'el asher nis orarti. Emutu of Kohanim l'sa aviroonim plug zeig. Em yesh b'dvar chash. Mishem ma'ahil al hatumah ha'asol Kohanim. If there's an issue about being mahil, ukimos hashela to sovev ladas harash move a prima gadim tarovas chanius lomikri kavua. Welcome, okay, we get into a little kavua and parush. But then he continues and says, "Kiva de b'shashu ma'ofev al kvaras hu mahil al ameis va'ohel zaruk lashme ohel." Right. So we know three ways that you can come to tumas meis: touching, carrying, or being in the roof. The roof also was three ways. Either the mace is over the person is over the mace, or they're both under the same ohel. So here, the person is going over the mace. Maybe he's in an ohel. He's in a separate area, separate, you know, reshus of an ohel. He's in the plane. So the Gemara, the Chalkas Yaakov says, we paskin that a moving ohel, an ohel zaruk, is not an ohel. Lav shmei ohel. L'shidus ha-Rambam, perek yud aleph, behilchas tumas beis halacha hei, deposit kerebi, da'anichnas la'eretz ha'amen, b'shidu tevo megdol. If somebody goes into chutz la'aretz, which has tumah d'rabanan, in a box, in a arod, ha'parchin ba'avir, tamei. Sha'ol zaruk lo shmei ohel. We still paskin that a movable ohel or floating in the air is not in ohel. Therefore, ol zaruk lo shmei ohel, and that wouldn't be a help. Ubekesef vizasham b'shem arash ohel mitaltel v'nizara kazeh lo shmei ohel lahafsik bein avira. Right, it's not going to be enough to be mafsik. So here too, an airplane is not going to be enough of an ohel. And he goes through a couple of tosafim. Misecha Shabbos, Imkin Ledidon, the Oel Zark Loshme Oel, Heich Mutter Lekohen, Linsol, have your own kazeh. How can a Kohen go? To have a Safik Tuma Bershus Hayachid, the Sveka Tame. Right, he's in an airplane, he's in a Rishus Hayachid, it's surrounded by walls, and you're not sure if it's going to go over a cemetery, so it's Safik Tuma Bershus Hayachid, Sveka Tame. Kitumas Vadai, Kimavur Bekam Makomos, and we treat it like a Vadai. So, number one, it's a problem. Oel Zork Lash Be'ol, and it's a problem. But then he says, well, maybe, well, how do you define Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaRabim? Maybe you could say that this is Rishus HaRabim, because there's at least three people. L'chor L'fiyam of Orban Nazir Daphne Zayin. Dibitlasa Gavri, Af Rishus HaYachad, Mikri Rishus HaRabim, and Yintumus Fekatar. If you say that three people, even in Rishus HaYachad, it's called Rishus HaRabim, Imkein L'chor Ba'avironim, Mistama Yesh B'Shem Shlosh Anashim. If you say an airplane has at least three people, then you're good. Usfeik atar. But then he says, "Amal hetter zein lachud ein lisvach." You shouldn't rely on this. Number one, lefamim nosei rak adam echad imenal aviron. What if you're on a private plane? You have less than three people. Ulefamim aviron gadol kol kach ashiyish bem chadar chadar miyuchadim. Maybe it's separate rooms, separate areas in the plane, which would be considered separate rishuyos. So it might be a rishus hayachid. Vayin b'taros, makam shahay b'rishus rabim, menas b'rishus yachid, kusub b'rishus rabim tohar, k'shanasa b'rishus yachid tamay. And therefore, maybe if there aren't enough people in that area, it would be considered b'rishus rabim, b'rishus yachid, and b'rishus rabim, and b'rishus yachid, and it would be tamay. So tzarachian, he's not sure about that number. But then he says, well, maybe you don't have any kavana. The Kohen just goes on the plane. He doesn't have any kavana to be mahil. So maybe this gets into the sugya of Psachim, Daf Chafei, about lo kamachavein, the lo efshar. The cases where somebody's walking down the street with the chametz, he spells the chametz, tavna ledidon, now he says an oz gimel, kiva, the pasuk arambam, says the Chalkas Yaakov, if there's no other way to go and you don't have kavana, so then it's mutter. It's mutter, even though it's a psikresha, still, lo efshar v'lo kamachavein. So says the Chalkas Yaakov, is this considered lo efshar? Lo kamachavein? You know exactly, you know where it's going. You're going on the plane willingly, right? So maybe it's not called lo kamachavein. Can't say that. V'im kein b'koin sh'nichlas l'avirom l'nsoa u'machlas atzmo b'safik tuma ze'atzmo havei b'vadei iser v'havei psikresha d'osu l'koin l'tameyas atzmo af b'safik tuma b'shuz yachid kiva d'safik tuma nechshav kevadai. V'od, he says, kiva d'zetoli b'zeh tuma b'iser, and if we're connecting tuma to yisurim, two worlds, im kein ezi yitar yishlo nama she'inu miskavin l'iser kiva d'sof sofu nitma af she'inu miskavin. It's a result. He lemaisa becomes tamei. Even if he didn't have kavana for it, he lemaisa becomes tamei. So he is not really sure where the room lakula is. And the following tshuva in Reishit Aleph, he quotes Rav Gifter, who says that nowadays you know exactly the flight route. So it's not even a suffix. You know exactly where the flight's going to go. You could check it. And it's not even a suffix enough. So maybe that makes it even worse. That's in Reishit Aleph, your eyes, Hod Kvod Agonav. First, Rav Mordechai Gifter, Shlita Ram, Yeshiva Hagdola, details B'Cleveland, Ohio. So he quotes the back and forth. I'm not going to read the tshuva in the middle, it's in Reishit, but he quotes that maybe there's no suffix, because he says in the previous tshuva he spoke about suffix, and maybe it's, you're not exactly sure, but he says it's a suffix psikresha. You just don't know, if you don't check the flight path, so then that's called suffix psikresha. Or psikreshal l'sha'avar, a big sugya, the Taz, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos, meaning it's vada going to happen, you're just not sure. You're just not sure what the Metzias is. So that, according to some, is Aser. So, says the Chalkas Yaakov, this is where it gets into our sugya, l'fiyani es daiti, b'mechilatz kvot taraso lodok misfaraso. Ta'aviron, and he compares it to, let's say, a train that's going over Tuma. He says, don't compare a plane to a train. Daviron ada kamo mesilas habarzel kishenosim lamashal mitzirich l'Rome. When you go from Switzerland to Rome, al yedei mesilas habarzel by the train, laolam nosim bidiyuk mamish al derech zeh. You know exactly where it's going to go, and they tell you the you know where the tracks are. So you know where the tumah is. There's no wiggle room. Aval ba'aviron, afil kishemadakteg la'of tamid, beha'avir, derech ha'yashar mitzurich l'roma, even if you're going to fly straight from Zurich to Rome, v'shalo l'shanos klal derech ha'avir, and you're not going to change any of the airspace. Shabbat is no dafka tamid. V'yafilu anuneda shalomitachas yishvada kiver Yisrael. And even if you know this kiver Yisrael underneath the plane, eino psikresha. Not psikresha. Why? Dahamerchak shalomala b'makom shuporech alamata al haaretz hukach. The distance from the earth to the plane is such. Av kishelamalo medaktig lo'ov tamid ba'ozo avir mamish, even if you're going to find the same airspace up above, avalamata ala aretz, yuchal lahachlif ahilaso b'kama meos meter. But it's different once it gets to the ground. Right? If you're in the sky, the earth is such, shaped in a way, that once you get to the ground, it's not always going to be exactly under, even if you do the same airspace. The male nima milamala mishana hamerchak lamata merchak rav yoser. A tiny little difference. Where you're going to go up above, if it's a slight, an inch to the right, an inch to the left, even though you're going in the same basic flight path, it's not like the train that's on the earth and goes exactly, you don't switch it. But here, up above changes below, you know, depending how far up you are, in longitude, the bottom part is, what's underneath the plane is very different. Ukiyadua, ayin suka, chavez amavez, rashi, tosis, right, zuzah milael kistira milatachas. Right, the space above is different than what's below. I didn't read you the next line of the Gemara. Amar of Papa, hayro damri inchi. This is what people say: kizuzah milael kistira milatachas. Right, the zuz when you have a wide hole up above, it's different when it's on earth, when it's on the ground. So imkay mamela in upsegresha. Well, sorry, upsegresha is over. Therefore, it's not upsegresha. The boasa derech mamish kishonosei tamid pam mahil pam lo mahil. Sometimes it will be neshav ohel. Akadosh Baruch Hu knows. He can figure out what's under it. Sometimes it's not. Vizeh barur. Yuchal hayos the karav mamish l'stei atufa. It could be close to the airport. Ukshaviron kfar nosei karov l'shetach haaretz b'chtei lanuach al aretz. Yish ezem merchak efshar shanasiya ba'avir kfar b'diuk mamish klapi aretz. When it's right next to the airport, okay, it's still close to the ground. Aval makomos keilu mamish liyad steatufa pshitajin lachos okiv yisrael kavuim. But cemeteries right next to the airport, there's not going to be a Jewish cemetery right next to the airport. Generally, ufrat ikel alacha dafla suvik segresha avakavle de mutter. And we have a pasuk in Hilchos Shabbos, suvik segresha might be mutter too. Right, that's what the Rama writes in Yeridea also about putting a Jew's pot next to a goy's pot. When you go to an inn, you have to be worried about basa b'chalav, right? Because we don't know what's in the goy's pot. And we pass in mutter. The questions that or the Rabbi Kiv Eger there in Yeridea. But either way, he says if came a melee in Lachshosh, he finds a kula. But again, Rav Gifter had asked about it. So again, the next shuva they discuss, you know, the percentages and being above, being below. But it starts with this. Our Gemara about the schach, about having the measurements of the schach on top, when it's equal on top, then it's pasul, because below is going to be more sun. But if it's more, if it's equal on the bottoms, that's okay, because that means the schach on top is more shaded. So this is one discussion of the plane. If you look in Be'ikvei Atzon, if you look at Rav Shabbat Zeher B'Ikvei Atzon, he quotes from the Achronim another idea when it comes to this sugya. He starts off again talking about this shayla. In mutter l'kohen l'nsoa l'merchakim ba'aviron bofan she'eshev sharis o kimat vados she'yahel agabi kvarim. Maybe he's going to be mile on the kvarim. De'ein lomar she'aviron yishamish ka'ol achutz b'pnei atoma. Don't say that the oil is going to be chotzeitz. De'lo guf aviron nasu mimatecha. So number one, it is made out of metal. And it's makabel tuma like any kli mateches, and anything that's makabel tuma is not chotzeis b'frei tuma. V'yaf shehu kli gadol, and even though it's a kli gadol ma'od, we call it makabel tuma. The kli matches lo shak klal adin abav mita. Doesn't matter how big it is, and therefore mitzad being mafsik because of the metal, it's not going to work. What about if it's made? Says Rav Shechter v'im na'aviro na'asem me'aluminum v'lo mi'barzel. Says a chiddush of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe says. In Yaradeya, Chelik Bei Yisim, and Kuf Samach Dalet. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned in the Torah certain metals. So maybe metals that are not on that list, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew about them, but maybe metals not on that list are not Mekabel Tumah. That's what he says in his Shuvah. Again, this is we're just doing a couple of Shuvahs, we're not doing a thorough job of the Sugya Berboshah there in 1972, he has a tshuva, Imutar Lekohen Lisa, Be'airplane, Shemolichin Sham Meis Lekovro Be'eretz Yisrael. So he has this tshuva about a mace on the airplane. On the airplane. So he says, it's klimatachas abakal tov, as we just said. But then he says, ach yishlo ayin. Do lie, get famous comments over Moshe. Rak elu mine matchas shenamru bikra. Shisha mina. Maybe only the six types that are, of metal that are mentioned in the pasuk. Shem zav kesev nachoshes, barzel, bedil, ofares. Hey, makablin tuma. Velo mina macherim, and not other types. Uksasa yinirakein, and it's nearer that. Why? Be dehutra chakra, lahakshivam, bipratius, velo bichlal. Why the Torah lists them off? It must be this, specifically these. Ach kol davar matchas, uklapi shmaya galya, shikao mini matchas. Hashem knows there were other metals in the world that weren't discovered yet. Shalachet pirta, that's why he listed them, lahashmiyadu to teach us. Shirak elu makabal tuma, velo mini matchas acherim. Via airplane, kimidume, sheeno mishesha mini matchas elu. But then he says, maybe those six are just categories, and all other metals are included in those categories. Efter shegam min matchazei no min acher el shu nasami ta'arobes bi minim elu v'zorach lachkor leidazeh. So tzorachi in Ladina, he's not sure. But again, that's a tzad that Rav Moshe has, but he's not comfortable with it to rely on it. But then, so then the question is, what heter do you have? And he also quotes all Zarkei Lashvei Oel. He quotes from the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klav, Eretz Tzvi, Sadi Gimel, that there has a big discussion of this. Maybe based on Tosfos and Ervin, he quotes it's only the Tum is only Ad L'Rakia, not Mima'al L'Rakia. So that helps once the airplane is up, but not near the airport. But then he quotes the issue that's brought up by the Achronim. It's brought up by the Achiezer in Simon Chelak Gimel Simon Hey, brought up by Rabbi Chanan Kovet Shirim Chelak Bay Simon Mem Aleph, and that is how do you look at the sugya of Iser Tuma Lakohen? They quoted a Chiddush Yesh Liz Tapek B'Yisodina Da'ach Kra De LaNefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav. So again, this is all in the Bikvi Atzon Simon Lamed Hey, but it's in the Kovet Shirim and the others also. When it says that Kohen cannot be Matame, Ha'im Geder Ho Iser Shalo Yitame LaMeis Mamish, is it that he should become Tame? That's all the Isser is about? O shalo yiskarev lames. Ba'ofan sha'osez karvez ha'isom avili yituma. Or is it even larger? Is it even wider Isser? Don't come close to a mace. Don't come close. What does that mean, close? Even if it's a situation where you wouldn't become tameh. Don't even come close to the mace. That is also included in the Isser. And this has many wide-ranging nafkaminas in terms of coming close to a mace, even if there is no tumah in that specific case. Let's say that machlokas Rambam Raivin. What about if a kohen already became tameh that day? What if he's still touching the tumah? Let's say a kohen is touching a dead body. Is there any issue to touch another dead body? Right. So we assume no. He's touching one dead body. What if he touched a dead body today and now he's not? Is there another issue of touching another dead body? Right. So there you're not becoming more tameh. Right, you're already tameh. If it's the following day, fine. Then you would say there's an afkamina in terms of the counting of the days of Tara. But if it's the same day, says the Rambam, Perek Hey, Halachat Zayin, Hilchot Naziris, Nitzva Lameis Pamim Harbe, Ava Bishuchayim Malkus Al Kol Achas VaAchas LaShamayim. Even though you chayim Malkus for each one, Ein Bezin Malkunosu El Achas. Bezin will only give you one Malkus. But Vim Hisru Bo Al Kol Pam Apam. If he had hasra between each one, v'humatame, then loka kol achas v'achas, then he'll be loka on each one. That is the Rambam in Hey Tezayin. Says the Rambam Yud Zayin. Ba'med Rambam Merim Kvishen Nitma upireish v'chazar v'naga o nasa o hehil. If you had a prisha in the middle, avalam hayin o geab emes v'adayin emes biyado v'naga emes acher edo chayv al achas. Avish Hisrubo I'll call Nagio Nagia Shahare Mechulal the Omeid, because he is Mechulal the Omeid, there is nothing more. We wouldn't say that he is going to be chay for that. And the Ravid says, Rabbi Rav Yosef Halacha is like Rabba, and Rabba says every tuma, even Shalobachiburin, you only chayv one? Right, the Ravid says, the long Ravid here, that we would say Me'ata Tuma Vituma Afilu Piresh. V'chazer v'naga, Potter, says the Ravid, I don't think there's going to be a chiv, even if he's a parish in the middle. V'karnib is ban azet, mei meisein, be'od ein aleim chiv tumah, v'machayev osam olav lahaviraya. That's the famous Ravid about karnib not being maybe not being mechuyev bizman hazeh. But either way, the Ravid seems to say that even if you're a chozer, a pirish of chozer, you're not going to be tamei. So what is that? So according to the Rambam, though, you're already tamei today. Right, so if you're any tummy today, so why, Taka, why are you going to be chayiv? So it could be even though you're not becoming tummy, you're still having a hiskarvus lames. And hiskarvus lames is a problem. Number one. Number two, the famous discussion, again, all of these are famous if you know it, right? The Shach quotes the Rokeach, a pregnant Ashes Kohen going into a cemetery, right? Is a Kohen, Ashes Kohen, allowed to go into a cemetery? Svek Sveka. Maybe it's a Nefel, and even if it's a Ben Kayama, maybe it's a girl. So the Rokeach says, Eishas Koyche, Muberes, Muteres, Likanes, Bo'ala, Meitzes. So, Svek Sveiku, Shema Nefalu, Shema Nekevu. The Achronim wonder, you know, Bisman Hazeh, what if you know it's a male, through taking an x-ray. But either way, the Achronim wonder, maybe it's not so pashut. Maybe there's still a hiskarvus lemeis, even if you're not actually going to become mace. Because they asked, the Magen Avraham, I think, asked, what's the whole shaila? This is tumah balua, right? Even without the sexeka, isn't it not a problem? Because it's swallowed up tumah. He's surrounded. So the Achronim say, maybe not. Maybe even if it's tumah balua and you're per se not going to make the baby tameh, but still, it's going to be a problem because it's still a hiskarvus lemeis. Again, there's a lot more by each of these, but these are just cataloged together. What about a goses? What about going into a room of a goses? What if you're a navi and you know the person's not going to die? They're not going to die for the next 3 hours. Is the kohen allowed to go in? So is he allowed to go into a goses? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Aser likanes labayis yeshem goses." That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. It's Yoredeyasim and Rish Ayin. Aval goses, and we should just do bo be simanim, patsuof, zamari, ene metamech, teti nafsham. Right, you're not allowed to, they're not metame until they die, but mikal makom, asuli kardis, labayish, yesham goses. You're not allowed to go into a bias that has a goses, right? Says the Shach, afal pi, shetuma ein kan, chilul yesh kan. Even if there's no tuma yet, but there's chilul. What does that mean, chilul? So this could be the idea that there is a hiskarvus lemeis. That's a problem, even if there's no tumas meis yet. What about efer srufim? Rachmana Leslan, the Pesach Yeshuvah discusses ashes. Again, that might not be metameh, but it could be that that's called a meis, hiskarvus lemeis. This is, a chakira in the Achronim about the isra of tumas meis. And maybe would that apply? What about an airplane? Maybe it could even be lakula. Maybe the opposite. This is not a hiskarvus lemeis. This is not a hiskarvus lemeis. Okay, but that's what is quoted by Bikvei Hatzon. But again, it's a big discussion. And again, things change over time in terms of mesim on airplanes. They might have separate compartments which they make to prevent the tumah from going through. Again, this science continues each stage of history, and one has to always be sure that the poskim look at the poskim of that time period to know what they say about each new reality. Okay, we'll stop here.